I haven't heard much tonight that I want to disagree with. I just want to perhaps put a slightly greater sense of urgency. I mean, Christine made the point that you need to elevate these campaigns at various levels and across, obviously, various issues. By 2013, I suspect you won't get to have as long as 2013. I think that this budget session of Parliament may prove to be one of the most difficult and tumultuous that we've seen in decades in this country. And I don't think you should underestimate that, because it's already stacking up. The budget will not be popular. To get a budget surplus, even in numbers, is taking about $40 billion out of the Australian economy at a time when the non-resource part of the economy is teetering on the brink of recession. It's going to be a tough ask. You've got the slipper issues. You've got the uncertainty about, I think, might I dare I say it, supply going forward. All sorts of issues that can emerge. So I'd emphasise the urgency in terms of thinking what you might need to do in terms of the next election. Because to my mind, the next election will be, Abbott will make sure it is, a referendum on carbon price. And if he wins, and on all the probabilities of the polls to date, he will repeal it, even if it takes a new bill, and even if it takes a double dissolution. You watch him. I have no doubt that that's the strategy that he will embark on, and he will claim that he has a mandate to do that. That's pretty depressing to somebody like me, because we're going to lose another couple of years if that's the case. So when I look internationally, I say to myself, what might change that? One thing I think that might change that would be an Obama victory in November, which has got a high probability. And I think there's every chance that in terms of what can he most usefully do in terms of a second term, he could embark on, and despite the hostility of what will undoubtedly be the Congress, on a leadership role in the climate debate internationally. And that's one my great hope, quite frankly, that it's driven from outside and beyond us. I mean, the point was made that we are nervous in this country about being seen to lead. And I think the emphasis was that perhaps in some scales we rank about number 16th in terms of our response. The fact is we are way behind some of our near neighbours. And even though the Chinese are out there still building coal-fired power plants every month, they are also accelerating their response to climate change. They are moving to put a price on carbon. And they are testing this now. They're putting hundreds of billions of dollars into alternative technologies. They want to have the competitive environmental edge, technological edge, going forward. And it's happening in Korea, and it's happening in a host of other countries, even in our region. So we're kidding ourselves. My final point is that, look, the carbon price, I'm an economist. Obviously, I like to put a price on things, and I like to believe the market actually will work and make a substantial contribution to the change that's required. I have no doubt about that. But a carbon price is only a necessary but not a sufficient condition to a total response. And there are many layers of the required response. We've already had things like mandation. We banned incandescent light bulbs beyond a certain date, for example. That drove an entire industry, and it drove it very quickly with a minimum of change. But you have other responses, and some of them are direct action strategies. Some of them, like soil carbon and those sort of initiatives, are very important, and they can make a very substantial contribution. But we've got to have a holistic approach to this, a many-faceted approach to actually do the job.